All right, well, let's move on to other news. The hashtag Free Milo is gaining steam in some corners of the internet. It's being pushed by online supporters of Milo Yiannopoulos, the technology editor at the conservative news site Breitbart. That's because Twitter banned Yiannopoulos from its platform, saying he incited and contributed to ugly social media abuse of Ghostbusters star Leslie Jones. Jones' Twitter account was bombarded with racist and obscene tweets that were so bad, Jones quit Twitter on Monday, saying, quote, I leave Twitter tonight with tears and a very sad heart. Joining us now to talk about this case and what companies can do and are doing about online harassment is Soraya Shamali. She's the director of the Women's Media Center Speech Project. And Soraya, what do you think? I mean, was Twitter right to ban Milo Yiannopoulos?
So I think Twitter was right to ban him insofar as they have terms of service and guidelines for the community of people that use Twitter, and he had violated those terms of service. It's a little difficult, I think, to know when a person crosses that threshold and why the violations seem to exist on a mysterious spectrum. But clearly, it's a private company. They have these guidelines, and they are well within the parameters of what you would expect in those situations to ban him.
Right. So Twitter has said that they banned him for participating in or inciting targeted abuse of individuals. But of course, as you know, his supporters are claiming that the ban is an infringement of his free speech rights. Your reaction to that?
Well, I think it shows a pretty common but profound misunderstanding of things like the First Amendment. This is not the government. He can go to many other forms of social media. He can speak wherever he wants. I think the issue here is not clearly one of free speech insofar as the law is concerned, because it doesn't have any relevance in this context.
So, I mean, Leslie Jones was the target of really vile attacks, racist, they were obscene. I mean, it was awful to the point where she just felt like she could not be on Twitter anymore. That made me wonder. I mean, Twitter banning Milo Yiannopoulos has gotten all the headlines. But, you know, all of those hundreds or thousands of people who sent the hateful tweets to Jones, I don't see Twitter banning them. I mean, they're still there. So where should the company act? Where does it draw the line? I mean, I feel like that's really sort of the heart of the matter, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, what she experienced is something that many Black feminists in particular have described experiencing. And it's very common. The kind of verbal assault that she experienced is something that we see over and over and over again. It seems to take the outrage and abuse of a celebrity to catalyze action, and that's always disappointing.
Well, can I just jump in here? Because I think that's a really important point that, you know, Leslie Jones had the power of her celebrity that both attracted the abuse but also produced the response from Twitter. I mean, there have been many, many other women, and women especially, online who have, received death threats or equally hateful tweets from people and have sought out assistance from Twitter and haven't gotten it because they lack that celebrity power. I mean, it feels like Twitter itself, and in fact, they've acknowledged they've got a long way to go in quote, curbing this type of behavior.
You know, for several years now, many activists and civil society advocates have worked with Twitter, have challenged Twitter to make some fundamental changes. And one of the issues is the difference between policy and products. There are policies, like the terms of service, and those always require human interpretation. So in this instance, what was the moment at which he tilted over the edge and Twitter said, okay, you violated these guidelines too many times or into an egregious way? That's very different from product changes, investments in engineering, changes that you would make to the fundamental structure of a platform that would reduce the likelihood of this kind of abuse. And that's expensive. It's harder. It requires, I think, a lot more input than maybe Twitter has been willing to incorporate, not just in terms of policy or some sort of simple button changes, but actually in terms of information flow and user controls.
Hmm. Soraya Shamali is the director of the Women's Media Center Speech Project. Thank you so very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.